Listening to music. The way we listen to and consume music has changed a lot over the years. The compact cassette was introduced in 1962, a year before I was born. But it would be a long time before my music made it onto such a portable format. As a kid, I grew up listening to music on 7-inch and 12-inch vinyl records. My older sister had a beige mono record player with a lid, and she'd let me listen to some of her records if she felt in a generous mood. Eventually, she upgraded to a two-speaker stereo system, and I got her old mono record player. I loved the way I could stack the single records on top of one another so that they would drop down and play one at a time. Tape cassettes were available in my early teens, but I mainly used the blank ones to record songs from the radio. I had a tape recorder with a built-in microphone, and I'd put it up close to a radio when my favourite pop songs came on. This was early music piracy, and the trick was to press the stop button before the radio DJ started talking over the music. I got quite good at it. Digital compact discs, CDs, came out in 1983, and the enhanced quality was very noticeable. I held on to my vinyl collection for a few years after that, while at the same time building up a collection of music CDs. It was such a relief to be able to play music in the car without the stereo eating up the cassette tape. Minidisc players hit the market in 1992, but by this time I wasn't listening to so much music. The digital file sharing of MP3s with Napster and other websites didn't really grab my attention. Sadly, I no longer have my vinyl records or my cassettes, but I play CDs from time to time, and although music is unfortunately not such a big part of my life as it once was, I do still listen to my old rock favourites from time to time.